Mordechai, Parshas Balak. It says as follows. Ma tovu olech Yaakov. How good are the ohalim, are the tents of Yaakov. Mishkanotecha Israel, the dwelling place of the Jewish people. Nearly b'siat dishmai, seems to me with the help of heaven, says the Ben Ishchai. Da amu raboteinu, our rabbis teach us, zichrono levracha, in Menachos mem gimon amad beis. Chayv adam, a person's obligated, levarech mea brachot b'chol yom, to make 100 brachas every day. Vizu hi takana David HaMelech. This is a takana, an inaction of David HaMelech, alav shalom. Al yedei maise shahaya. There was a certain event that occurred. It's mentioned in the Midrash Rabbah. Shahayu meitim b'chol yom. They were dying every day. Mea nefashot b'Yisrael. 100 souls of the Jewish people were dying every day. V'lo hayodim. And they didn't know al ma v'al ma hayu meitim. For what reason they were dying. Ad shechaka, until David HaMelech delved into it, v'hivin, and he understood b'ruach hakodesh, with ruach hakodesh, v'tiken levarech mea brachot, and he enacted to make mea brachot b'chol yom, v'sa hamavit, and the death was removed from the Jewish people, v'remez ledava, and there was a hint to this matter, right? It says, Neum hagever who kam al, says the speech of a man will be established on, right? Begematria al is gematria mea. V'amur rabotenu, and our rabbis teach us in Menachos there, right? Semech lemea brachot, a smuchin lemea brachot, mina Torah, from the Torah b'pasuk. Va'ata, and now, Yisrael, the Jewish people, Ma Hashem, what does Hashem, Elokecha, God your Lord, Sho'el mi'imach, ask from you, Ki'im li'yira et Hashem, to fear Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the smach is from this concept of Yirat Shemayim, because the concept of Me'a Brachas, Ben Yon explains this, that when Shem Hashem, Shagu b'ficha, when God's name is on your mouth, and with kavana, that brings a person to Yirat Shemayim. So the Gemara says, "Al tikri ma, what does Hashem want from you? Ela mea, say mea, instead of ma. What does Hashem want with you from you? He wants mea. He wants 100 brachas. I.e., through saying these 100 brachas with kavana, a person will come to Yirat Shemayim, and that was the takana." The deaths, chas v'shalom, of Klal Yisrael came because there was a lack of Yirat Shemayim in the Jewish people, and that causes their physical death. And when Klal Yisrael, when David HaMelech enacted the Me'a Brachot, he uplifted Klal Yisrael, the Yirat Shemayim of Klal Yisrael, and that prevented the death. V'hen hen mea brachot, and this is the source of the mea brachot. Shehem, that they are, says the Ben Ishchai, liyira et Hashem, to fear Hashem, ula'ava oto, and to love Him, like it says in the pasuk. Ulezochro tamid, and to remember Him always, al yedei hamea brachot, through these mea brachot, shemivarech b'chol yom, the person says every day. Think about it. There's around 10 to 12 hours, how 12, maybe 14 hours a person's awake every day, right? He's making 100 brachas. So on average, how many brachas he's making? 5 to 6 brachas a day, every hour, right? It means every 10 minutes he's making a bracha. He's always maskil Shem Hashem. If a person's just zorek a bracha mipiv, he throws the bracha from his mouth without thinking about it, he's losing Yirat Shemayim. But if a person thinks when he makes a bracha, and the ik of the bracha is Shem Hashem, He's maskil Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem shagu b'fiv. Every 10 minutes he's mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. You know what that thing is? Every 10 minutes to remind yourself of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you mention his name. It's a special thing. It's a tremendous takana, this takana of David HaMelech. So it says as follows. Nearly, says the Ben Ishchai, b'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of heaven, hatam sho'il tikun me'a brachot. The reason that it works, the me'a brachot, lahachnia sitra achra, to fight the other side, dalga demuta, which represents the level of death, the sar hamavit, and to remove death from a person, because the malach hamavit zu yetzahara, the malach hamavit is a yetzahara, ki yadua, it's known, the besitra achra, on the other side, yesh arba meot kochot, there are 400 kochot, besod, and it's hinted, vihine Esav va, when he came to greet Yaakov, yeah, va'arba meot ishimo, and he had 400 people with him, vehem mispa, and that's the gematria, ra ayin. Ra is 270, and ayin is 130, which makes 400. So we see this concept of Ra Ayin is the concept which emphasizes, which is the concept of Esav. Ra Ayin is Ayin Ara. Ayin Ara is draws into itself everything. Esav consumes everything. Esav brings into himself. Klal Yisrael brings in Ayin Tova. Ayin Tova is the Ayin of the Chachamim. Enei Ha'ed is the Ayin of the Chachamim. That they see out of themselves. They see out what a person needs. We're going to see how that comes. V'nirmazim, and it's hinted, ba'ot taf. Taf is gematria 400. Right? And it's hinted in the taf, shel mavit. Mavit has a taf. Shinit chabra im otiot mu, which connected itself to the letters mem vav, and created mavit. Ba'achilat chava, me'etz adat, it connected to the letters mem vav when Chava ate from the etz adas, shezeh gamken nistabev vidchil mirieta einayim. It started when she saw that the fruit was tov lamare, was good to see. It started with the chet of the ayin, of the eyes. Dichtiv, because it says in the pasuk, they're in Bereishis, v'tir'e ha'isha, and Chava, she saw, the isha saw, ki tov ha'etz, it's good the etz lema'achal, to eat, ki tavahu le'enayim, and it's desire to the eyes, v'tikach mipirio, and she took from its fruit, v'tochal, and she ate, v'lekach nitchabra ot taf, im otiot mu. The ot taf came together with otiot mu and created mavit. V'naaseh mavit. V'ine, b'mea brachot yesh mea askarot. There are 100 mentions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. U'b'chol askara yesh arba otiot. There are 4 otiot. 4 letters, Yud K Vav K. Hare Ab Meot Otiot. There are 400 Otiot. Lekach B'mea Brachot. With the Mea Brachot, Batel Hamavit. Nullifies the Mavit. It's nullified the Taf from the Mavit. And we get back the Mu. Shel Mea Anashim. The Mavit of these 100 people. Shekol guf echad mehem, each body of them, banui ba'arba yesodot, is made from arba yesodot. right? Which is Esh, Ruach, Mayim, and Afa. Shehem Arba Meat Yesodot, that's 400 foundations. Anashim Shayu Meitim Bechol Yom, 400 of these foundations of a person that was dying every day. Sheze Nimshach Min Arba Meot Kochot Sitra Achra, that comes from the 400 Kochot of Sitra Achra. Haramuzim Ba'ot Taf Shel Mavit, which is represented in the Taf of Mavit. So it came to nullify that. V'gam yadua sh'al yedei ha-bracha sh'anachnu mevarachim lishmo yitbarach. Through, it's known, through the bracha that we make to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anachnu konim b'zeh et ha'aretz umlo'a. Right? We kone the reshus, the permission to use the land and all its produce. Kamosh Amru Rabbi Levi, like Rabbi Levi says in the Gemara Brachot Lamed Hei Amud Alef, Ramiktiv, there's a pasuk that says as follows: Haaretz Natan Bnei Adam, the land was given to man. Uktiv LaHashem Haaretz Umlo, no, to Hashem belongs the land. So there's a stira. Does it belong to man? Does it belong to God? Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan Kodem Bracha, before you make a bracha, it belongs to Hashem. And therefore the Gemara says, if you would eat from the fruit of the land without making a bracha, it's mi'ila. It's like you used incorrectly hekdesh. You didn't say something that which is separate, which is holy. That's mi'ila. V'kan acha bracha. After you make a bracha, then you have the reshus to use it. V'zesh ama ma tovu o'alecha Yaakov. How, ma, how good is the ohalim, the tents of Yaakov, the places where Yaakov lives. Tevat ma, the word ma, koi al mea brachot, referring to the mea brachot. Kumo sh'amru chazal, Rabotenu zal, al posuk ata hash Yisrael, ma Hashem elokecha shoel mimach, ma ze mea. Al tikre ma, don't read ma Hashem rotzeh from you, what Hashem wants you. Ela mea, he wants mea, ela mea brachot. Vezehu al yedei ma, through ma hem mea brachot. Through the mea brachot, tovu ohalecha Yaakov. It's good, the ohalim of Yaakov. Yistalek ha-mavet, will be removed the mavet. Because the ohel, asher, tumato chamura, the mavet is, has a tumor which is most chamur, which is most stringent. Why? Shemitame ba'ohel. It's mitame anyone who's in the ohel. Matovu o'alecha Yaakov, that is mistalek the mavet from your ohel. Right? And that's going to be the mu. V'gam al yedei ma hem mea brachot. The ma is the mea brachot. Tiske ba'aretz halezu, you be inherit this land. Shina'asit mishkanotech Yisrael, will be the dwelling place of the Jewish people. I Eretz Israel is the mishkan, the place where Klal Yisrael dwell. Shelcha hi al yedei abracha, it, you inherit Eretz Israel through the Yerit Shemayim, through the fear of heaven that you person gets when he mentions Shem Hashem, that shagu b'fiv. Kumo shekatuv, ha'aretz natan l'bnei Adam. Eretz Yisrael is given to Bnei Adam. How is it given to Bnei Adam? How is Eretz Yisrael given to us? Hainu l'acha brocha, through the brocha that we make, through the brachot that we make. Right? Now, the mu of the mavit is against the mea, the mem aleph hey, which is gematria mu. I.e., the mea removes completely the mu, removes completely the mavit from Klal Yisrael. Through the mea brachot, like he said before, of 100, right? Brachot, which has four letters of Shem Hashem, is the taf, and the mea is the mu. So it nullifies completely the mavet. So through, because it says like this, Yirat Shamayim, Da'aga B'lev Ish. When a person's fear, when he has yira, he has fear, it's Mekatze Yamim. It shortens his days. V'yirat Shamayim, the yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'arich Yamim. Yira is what gives a person life. Reishis Chochma, Yirat Hashem. The beginning of Chochma is Yirat Shamayim. That's the Reishis. And what's the concept of Chochma? HaChochma M'chayed Ba'aleh. Chochma is which gives life to a person. The opposite of Mavet is Chochma. That's why Chochma, the part of a person's neshama, which is called Chochma, is called Chaya. Because it gives life to a person, real life. The Pasuk says, HaChochma M'chayed Ba'aleh. The wisdom of a person gives a person real life. Chochmah is the koach of life. The koach of life is the koach of Yirat Shamayim. So when David HaMelech saw that it was Mavet, he gave Mea, the Mu, the real Mu, and the four letters of Shem Hashem, with 100 brachos, which is Taf, to Mevatel the Mavet. Because the Mea brachot said properly, the Shem Hashem said properly, gives yira, and when a person has yira, he has reishis chachma yirat Hashem. He has the beginning of chachma, and chachma is that which is mechayeh a person, which gives life. Like we said, yirat shemayim mosif yamim, increases a person's life. Daga, worry about this world, brings on mavet. When a person's worry is worry of keeping Torah mitzvahs, of ruchnius, is ma'arich is yamim. When a person's worry is about his gashmius, is mekatze yamim. The more a person turns to his ruchnius and is involved in his ruchnius, the more he's ma'arich yamim. The more a person's involved in his gashmius, is and worried about his gashmius, his physicalities, is mekatze yamim. The part of your nesham which is called chaya is that part which is called your chochma. Like you have three levels of neshama. You have your keta, your highest rotzen, you have your chochma, and you have your bina. The part of your neshama which is called chochma is called chaya, because a chochma mechayed baleya. Person's wisdom gives life to a person, real life, and that real life chochma is Yirat Shamayim. Reish is chochma Yirat Shamayim, Yirat Hashem. The beginning of chochma is yira. Veda, and you should know, the afal gav, the kol habrachot, ancheknes the gdola, or the ancheknes gdola were in fixed, shehem Ezra hasofa, who are Ezra sofa or beidino, and is based in tikkun, they've enacted them. Al tisboloma, don't think to say, dimimot Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom. That from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, ad Knesset Gdola, till Knesset Gdola, lo hayim uvarachim klal. Don't think such a thing. Chas v'shalom. The davazel lo yitachen, doesn't make sense. Mikama tame tirutze. For many, many answers. Ach ha'inyin hu, kemo shahaya b'tfila. The concept is like it was with tfila. The kodim anshe Knesset Gdola, to just before the Knesset Gdol, who enacted Tfila, Hay kol echad misadeh tfilato kefi zachot loshono. A person would say his daven is Tfila according to the clarity of his speech. Ad shebau anshe Knesset Gdol, until came anshe Knesset Gdol, v'tiknu shmona esre brachot. And they enacted 18 brachot on an order. Shiyu arukyot b'fi hakol b'shavad. They would be set up according to everyone in an equal way. V'ken haya inyan habrachot. And similarly in the brachot. Shai kol echad ve'echad, each one mevarech u'mesadeh Birkotav would mention, would say his brachot, kafi tzachot leshono, according to the clarity of his language, the beauty of his language. Ubau anshe knesset gedola, and came anshe knesset gedola, v'tiknu nusach, and they created a specific nusach, a specific form. Kol habrachot shiu arukot, that would be formed b'fi hakol b'shaveh, according to everyone in an equal way. Kamo shekatav harav yidei Eliyahu galifa zal. This is what he wrote. Dav beit ayin sham. V'kodim da'ata David HaMelech. And before came David HaMelech, alav ha-shalom, lo hayu medakdekim. They weren't being careful. They weren't medakdek. Levarech kol echad ve'echad, they weren't being medakdek, that each person would make mea brachot, 100 brachot, kafi zachut l'shono, according to the clarity and beauty of his words. Hen beder tfilato, whether it was in his davening, hem al pi han otav, whether he benefited from the world. Ele kashe is the man. As it happened to him, he would say his brachot. Yesh mivarach 20 brachot, there are those who say 20 brachot, v'yesh 40, those who say 40, v'yesh 60 or yoter, those 60 or more. Ad sheba David HaMelech, until David HaMelech, alav ha-shalom, came, v'tiken levarech, and he enacted to make a brachot, to make blessings, kol echad ve'echad, each person, no less than mea brachot b'chol yom. No less than 100 brachot every day. Ach adayin ein hanusach shava. But the nusach wasn't shava. Each one said according to the clearness of his and beauty of his lashon. Va'atu knesset gedola, and then came after David HaMelech, v'tiknu nusach shava, and they enacted a nusach, a specific form, l'chol adam. Now, a person has to understand the kavanot of the Arizal, the depths of Kabbalah that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu are found in this nusach of Anshei Knesset HaGedola. A child that recognizes his creator makes the same bracha as a person who understands all the kavanas of the Arizal, that a person can reach in tefillah, and it's mentioned in Hilchos Tefillah, that a person through davening can reach nevuah, can reach it pashtut haguf, can remove himself from his physicality and come to a level of nevuah. The kavanas of the Arizal is a level of ruach hakodesh. It's the same bracha. So how careful we must be when we make brachot. How careful must we be when we say Shem Havaya. Now just explain a little bit of the bracha. When we make a bracha, every person should take on himself that one bracha a day he makes with a deep kavana. Now let's just take bracha. Say, Borei Pri Ha'etz. So we say, Baruch. What does Baruch mean? Baruch comes from Berech. Ni means to bend yourself. To bend yourself means to be machnia yourself. To nullify yourself to a higher source. The source of all bracha. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch means nullify yourself to receive his bracha. To receive his shefa. To receive his influence. Baruch. Ata. You. You personally, your personal God, Baruch, you my personal God, are the source of my bracha. Hashem, Yudke Vavke, the Shem of Rachamim, the Shem of mercy, who endows on me all these benefits that I'm making a bracha for, or that I'm asking you for in my davening. Elokeinu, Midas Hadin. He's mematek midas adin, and he's mashpia on me, his rachamim, that even though I don't deserve al pi din, even al pi elokeinu, I don't deserve, he's still my personal God, he's still Hashem elokeinu. There's a tremendous rachamim. Hashem elokeinu, we say, Hashem represents Yirat Shemayim, that's Abba, that's Chochma. Elokeinu represents Bina. Hashem Elokeinu. A person zoche to his Chochma and his Bina. Melech HaOlam, the King of the whole world. What are we saying here? With one bracha, what are we saying? Melech HaOlam, the King of the whole world, who created for me, Baruch Atah, created for me, for you, you personally, this fruit that's standing in front of you, Borei, who created Puri, the fruit, Ha'etz, of the tree, for you. The Melech HaOlam, who gave you this? Melech HaOlam, from all of his activities, he was mamtzi you, he found you a fruit to give you nourishment, to give you benefit, to give you pleasure, to give you spiritual nourishment. Because when you make a bracha, you mivarer nitzutzei kedusha. This Ben Ish Chai also says, and that gives you a spiritual sustenance and also a physical sustenance. Once a day, we should make one bracha with a lot of kavanah, with thinking about what we're saying. Once a day. And that'll be mosif to us a lot of Yirat Shamayim. One bracha once a day, and in Shemoneh Esrei, pick the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Hashem sefatai tiftach ufi yagid tiratecha. Hashem, I'm coming, standing in front of my Creator. Hashem, I'm standing in front of Melech HaOlam. How can I daven? Sefatai, my lips, tiftach, help me open. Ufi, and my mouth, yagid tiratecha, will reveal your praise. Just those two things every day. One bracha and Hashem sefatai tiftach. That's what we start off. And you'll see how much Yirat Shamayim will be mosif to us, that we add to us, B'zal Hashem.